Hey everybody, welcome to module 4 of Shared Wisdom. Now I'm going to warn you, this is kind of one of these head exploding modules, but it's only one and it's going to only happen to you once. So just have fun this module and don't expect yourself to totally understand everything the first time around. If you do, that's great, that's a bonus. And if not, it's something you might need to kind of wrap your head around a few times before you actually click with it. So, we are talking about the nature of time in this module and how it affects the way we see our stories in motion and how we co-create our reality based on our perception of time, our perspective on the past, and our intentions for the future. So we're going to be taking this apart and putting it all back together like it's a puzzle. All right, so when we first started this course in personal mastery, because this, as we know, is the next level of personal mastery, we learned about the daily card, which really helped us stay in a 24-hour compartment. What's really important to know about that is that the more that we work on ourselves on a day-to-day basis, and when I say work on ourselves, it means to know ourselves and see ourselves reflected, being in alignment with our highest intentions and always focused on what's in the best service for all, we get used to setting in motion a future that is implicit in the moment. So what that means is that we create everything from the moment, from the current 24 hours. Now, our past is the issue that ends up taking us hostage right in the middle of a day, for example, because it starts to arise up in us when certain conditions are met in the outer world or within ourselves that then take us off course. We all know what that feels like. We all have been there and we're all going to be there again. Now, when we're looking at the concept of how we actually create reality, we have to take into account that time is in motion all the time. Our story is always in motion. So I'm going to give you some of the science-y background, some of the geek stuff behind how we see our story in motion, how we perceive it, how our perspective can change, and how we can actually change what is available to us in the future by changing our past. So, when we add two more cards to the one card, we then initiate time. Because what we say is something is going to flow from that anchor card. So say, for example, we have the anchor card happy, happy. That would tell us that in that moment, we are seeing ourselves reflected, that we are going to focus on happiness. But what happens if the next card is Stormfields from another deck, right? And then what happens after that if it's chaos and conflict? So everything flows from that first card and tells us where we're moving into, not necessarily to predict in terms of a cause and effect, because why would us being happy on this mode cause chaos and conflict over here? It's so complicated and it's so interesting because there are so many threads of potentiality that we take into account that we can't take into account consciously if we don't know it. So we're learning how to track all of this complexity in this course. Now, as I said, I'm just delivering this to you today and you're going to see it really unfold over the next few months. But I want you to start thinking this way, that we don't know everything. We can't imagine truly what the form of our future is going to take because our perspective changes on everything. As we transform in the moment, everything changes, including our past. Now, we learn to basically hover over our story. That's what you learned in personal mastery, and that's what we're really driving home here in Shared Wisdom, to be as neutral as we can. And so I'm going to introduce you the concepts of different dimensions of consciousness. Now, we're only going to give you sound bites of this here because we could literally spend hours and hours and hours on video and in PDF to go over these potential concepts of dimensional awareness. But for our purposes, you just need to know they exist. For example, and I'm going to just tell you about this now, we typically understand the world in 3D. We're looking at everything that we see in the world of form. We don't see things as animate. We don't know that there's a life force because we can't see it. We only see what we see at any given moment based on our perception of our five senses. Now, when we enter into the fourth dimension, it's because our intuition starts to look at the invisible. Now, in order for us to perceive the invisible, we go from that more neutral space, but ultimately that neutral space has more of a heart center to it because we're coming from a place of compassion and non-judgment. So that's where the fourth dimension goes. And again, we'll talk a little bit about it more later. And then the fifth dimension is where the action is where we are literally engaged in the partnership with spirit, and we're actually manifesting much quicker when we go up there. And it's really a natural progression of doing your cards every day, looking at time in a different way, and you automatically kind of go up and down in this ascension process that all of us are going through, whether we understand it or not. That's kind of what happens, and that's what we see when we notice things manifest so quickly and we see changes in ourselves and other people. So again, in a nutshell, what we're going to be looking at here is the concept of time, different dimensions of awareness, and how our cards, when we use them, really help us make the real transformation, because it can take us out of our connection to a fixed past or future or even present moment. I know that's a lot to think about right now, but just bear with me on this, and you'll have exercises to do in your PDF, and you'll get a chance to talk to other people about it, and you'll be asking me a ton of questions, I'm sure, as we go. But this is your first introduction to this, so just be really gentle with yourself, and don't expect yourself to really understand it intellectually, because it's hard. I'll just tell you that right now. There's entire conferences on time. There's books on time. Like, there's professors that study this. So we cannot expect ourselves to get all of it like that, but I can teach you the rudimental things that you need to know, and I need to know, and we need to practice as powerful co-creators, because that's really why we're here. We want to choose a unique, inspired, authentic life and help others do the same. We don't necessarily want to become Poindexters in here. Although some of you are going to get your geek on for sure when I give you your reading list after our 6 modules are delivered, and over the holidays, I'll give you some things to explode your brain for those of you who want to. All right, I'll see you in the next video, where we are going to be talking about the past and predictions. See you then.